Yes, Jake.
Thanks. I'd hate to lose it.
Jake, how does this impact the game? Clearly, you guys were working toward the thought that this would become a merge and an individual game.
We're going to be down to four tonight, and they're going to be at five. So what we're going to have to do now is just reorganize our thoughts and go back in with some adaptable ideas and see where we're going.
Aaron, you reckon there's been some information shared in the last 2.5 days that people might be regretting a little bit?
I feel that there may be a little bit of information shared in the past couple days. I have already found out that some people weren't being true to our tribe. And we're kind of trying to win over some of the other Chewigon members, thinking it was a merge. And it is kind of disheartening thinking that, you know, your tribe that you thought you trusted now is starting to really look out for themselves rather than for their entire tribe.
Penny, how do you figure out how you're going to vote? Because certainly there's some strategy in this.
There is strategy in this, but it's more so kind of information that was brought to my attention saying that one of my tribe members has said that I'm the next to go. So you talk about trust. And I've had to trust these people for 18 days. Well, the last 24 hours, I'm thinking, who can I not trust?
Well, guys, this is always an open forum.
Good.
You haven't had a chance to talk until now, but clearly there's stuff going on. I can sense it, and I can see Sheehan.
I'd love to speak. This is not a tribe unified. It's never been a tribe unified. As much as everyone here would like to think it was a tribe unified, this has not been the case. And I've been the brunt. I've been the person who felt that the most the entire time. So is it surprising for me to go to Chewigon and find five people who are really lovely, who I can talk to for the first time, and realize that the people who mistreated me at Sukjai are also the people who Chewigon distrust the most?
You don't think they asked about you, Ken? You were the first person they asked about, and I watched your back. Jake, same thing. You know that I've always been loyal to you. Penny, you're manipulative because I know you don't, I know that that's not a pleasant word, but it's the way that you've played the game. If we go back today and I'm out and not Penny, that's going to leave another impression with those guys.
Penny, what's your take on all this?
I've had plenty of opportunity to vote Sheehan out if I wanted to, and I chose not to because I told her that the five of us should go in strong. I don't feel like I've been manipulative. And, you know, bottom line is we're still Sukjai. We are still Sukjai. No matter what Chewigon thinks or says, these are the people that I need to be with. And these are the ones that I'm concerned with. I'm not concerned with them.
So, Sheehan, mm-hmm. What is the plea you're making? Are you making an offer? Are you saying, here's what we should do?
What I'm saying is, Jake, Ken, Aaron, I know that you're thinking about voting me off. I mean, honestly, today, I didn't make any decisions. I told you that I would come up and tell you. I've not lied to you yet. I have not come up to you and tried to backstab someone else yet. You got to look at the whole 18 days. You can't just look at what happened today. And I'm saying, don't vote me out because I've promised to be on your sides, and I still maintain that promise. And when we go back to tribe, if I'm with you guys, I think I know more intimately where their heads are than any of you, and that's going to come in handy.
Well, clearly, there's a bit of a cloud hanging over this tribe at the moment. The big question now is, how will that new information impact tonight's vote? It is time to find out, because it's time to vote. Sheehan, you're first.